He caught one over there a few days ago that weighed, he didn't say what it weighed, it was 22 inches long.
My goodness.
Blindside bass, that's long. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Any meat on it at all, and you go 7.5 or 8 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch it on a trot line? Or
no, no, he caught it with a live minnows. Mm-hmm. That's what I intend to do if you and I got to go together. There's no one here in town that sells minnows. That's odd. As many fishermen as there is. Mm-hmm. You have to drive out 51 and, I'd say it's 4 or 5 miles out there to this fellow's home, and he sells minnows. You've got to know what kind of minnows to buy. You drive, what kind you drive up, he'll say, what kind of minnows do you want? Do you want shiners or chubs? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't ever want shiners. The only time that shiners are good bait is on a trot line fishing for channel cat. Mm-hmm. They're fairly good then. But chub minnows are good for most any kind of fish, flathead catfish, channel cat, blue cat, blindside bass, sand bass, crappie. Mm-hmm. But you have to use a small minnow. For crappie, real small. Fishing for crappie is altogether different from fishing for any other kind of fish. When you get a bite, you use a real small floater and a comparatively small hook. The hook has to be smaller to kill your minnow. And a small minnow, and they'll just nibble along. Pretty soon they'll pull it under, just go on down. Well, you don't want to jerk like you do for other fish. Just raise up. Just raise your rod up and come on out with it. And their mouth is real tender. Mm-hmm. It tears, just the least thing will tear their mouth. And if you jerk it, it's teared out its mouth.
Now, I bet that's why I've never caught them.
They're hard to catch. I'm not a crappie fisherman by any means. I have fished for them, and I've caught a few, but not many. And that's another thing. You've really got to know where to fish for them. Now, where you fish for blindside bass or channel cat, there's no crappie. Mm-hmm. Crappie runs in schools, and there's certain areas, certain places you can find them. And maybe today, they bite good there. Tomorrow, they won't bite there at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe you find them at another place. But you have 4 or 5 places, locations around over the lake. If they don't bite you, go down to this one or over to this one and try. They don't bite the same place every day. Mm-hmm. In the spring, sand bass was the all the goal. I never seen so many sand bass caught in my life as there was. Well, these guys catch high as 100.
Why?
Two guys go and catch 100 sand bass. Way from 1 pound to 3 pounds.
Holy smoke, 3 pounds wouldn't be about that long, wouldn't it?
And you can catch them on doll flies, you can catch them on certain kind of spinners, spoons, you can catch them on live minnows.
Hmm.
But everyone caught all the sand bass they wanted. Hmm. They run in schools.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch for the rising minnows to catch those, or?
Yes, you do. Then you know about what season of the year that they come up, and they come on up into the swift or shallow water, mm-hmm. up into the main part of the river. But I don't like sand bass. I don't string one for catching.
Hmm.
As a lot of people do, and some say, well,